Benjamin Rush's first unwelcome noise in the world rang out from a second-floor bedroom of the Stone farmhouse in Byberry, northeast of Philadelphia, on Christmas Eve, 1745. His cries were heard downstairs in the first-floor common room, where the Rush family had been gathering at the hearth for three generations. The room had gone from a place for conversations about wolves and bears and snakes in the first settlement of the farm to a place for discussions about cows and calves and colts and lambs and the comparative exploits of reapers and mowers and threshers, as Rush's grandfather had shifted from simple farming to metalwork, and Rush's father, John, developed as a talented blacksmith and gunsmith. The news of Benjamin's birth was greeted with thanks to God. The Rush family were pious people, their conversations infused at all times with prayers and praises and chapters read audibly from the Bible. The Rushes were also quietly defiant people. An old sword hung in the farmhouse and in every subsequent place Benjamin Rush lived, that had been carried into battle by his great-grandfather John, a horse trooper in Oliver Cromwell's army during its fight against the crown in the English Civil War. The family had left the Church of England to become Quakers, then fled England for America with William Penn in 1683. There they split off from their original Quaker group of Byberry friends in 1691, before departing Quakerism altogether to become Baptists, and eventually circling back around to the Church of England. Benjamin Rush was the fourth of seven children and the second eldest son. His father John was quiet and stolid, and what he lacked in formal education he made up for with hard work and a talent for observation and combination, an ability to understand people and connect dots that others didn't even see. While he didn't talk a lot, what he said was often notable. Rush's mother remembered that when their children began to speak, her husband said, "The first words of a child and the last words of a saint are the sweetest music in the world." Rush's mother, Susanna Hall Rush, was 5 years older than John and came from a more affluent family in nearby Tacony. She had attended boarding school in Philadelphia and was considered a woman of a very extraordinary mind, full of energy and insight. She had been married once before, a pairing recalled as unfortunate and full of misery, ending with her husband dying young of extravagance and intemperance. Rush spent the first several years of his life on the family farm with his older brother James, his sisters Rachel and Rebecca, and a younger brother, Jacob, five children, born over 7 years. Susanna raised them with help from her daughter from her previous marriage, a cook, and several farmhands. Rush's strongest memories of the farm were of the apple orchard his father cultivated and a small but deep creek abounding with panfish. The boys fished, shot, and hunted, learning respect for the guns their father made and repaired, flintlock pistols, muskets, and the new American long rifle. Rush was a thin, sturdy boy with light-colored hair, expressive blue-gray eyes, a long nose, and a thin-lipped mouth that he almost never shut. He was aggressively curious about facts, opinions, scripture, and people, to the point of seeming intellectually and personally nosy. He was clearly precocious, but was not as serious-minded as his parents would have liked. "Those who knew me at that time," he recalled, "would remember me only as an idle, playful, and I'm sorry to add, sometimes a mischievous boy."